there's a link right in the middle, down in the middle of the page, that says Series of Anomalies. Click on that link, and it'll take you right to the page that contains the images that we're talking about. You can't miss them.
Excellent. Thank you very much, guys.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have it now? Do you have it? I think he went away. I think he wants to look at these images all by his lonesome. So let's see what Lewis has to add. Morning, you're on the air. Lewis?
Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Well, if people can get to the images, I'll be doing fine. It's a little bit disconcerting to find out that we're talking about stuff that no one can see.
No, we can see them.
Oh, good. Thank
you. We're talking about it, and we can see all the images. So it's pretty crazy what I'm seeing. It looks like the...
New word, crazy. Did you see the politics this morning all over the internet and all over the networks about the word clouds built around these candidates, Hillary and Jeb and Trump? And they ask people one word to describe.
Right.
Well, your one word to describe this thing, crazy, kind of fits.
Yeah, that's it.
It does. I mean, we're talking about it, just trying to figure out if the image is right above the supergiant version. Are you saying that the large black and white is Ceres, and then the ones on the right, the two smaller ones, are Pluto?
Yes.
That is pretty insane. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
It's wonderfully insane. you realize what it means, don't you?
It means that something's wrong. Something's
radically wrong with the conventional NASA model and presentation. Gosh, these crazies out here may have been right for decades. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be interesting. I had another quick question for you.
Oh, sure.
Even though the Soyuz is an extremely reliable and proven booster rocket, do you think NASA extended its Soyuz Russian contract to silence Vladimir Markin's request for an international probe into the details of our moon landing, the whereabouts of scientific or cultural artifacts, and the allegedly erased recordings of the first moon landing, maybe in hopes that the disclosure of ancient artificial artifacts would not happen until maybe after 2017, 2019, or maybe never, because we would then be, in essence, bartering space on each other shuttles once SpaceX gets back into the game?
Your guess is as good as mine. Trying to figure out the mind of Putin and trying to figure out the mind of NASA dealing with Putin is kind of above my pay grade.
Well, awesome pictures. Have a great night. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Let's go to our next call here. If I can hit the right buttons and remove there, and we do this, and this is... Let's go to... Oh, here we are. Mikey... Oh, he went away again. Darn.
Hi, Richard.
Y'all?
If you... I'd like to... If you want to have a peek at what that side that's in the shadow of the big image looks like, the third image down on the page, it's a compound of three images showing the backside of this thing.
Oh, from the other angle. From the other angle.
Yes.
Yes,
it's the third image down from the top of the page.
Okay.
And you can click on it. It brings up a larger image. But it also it shows you that the backside of it from a different lighting angle. And you can see it is lit up with detail. I wish it wasn't in the shadow in this big image that we just got. But we'll be getting more. We'll be getting more.
Yep. No, there's no doubt that this thing is... All right, now we're going to get to Mikey. Mikey likes it, is calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Richard. Nice to talk to you.
Morning. What's up?
Oh, I love these pictures. It's so cool. I mean, I've been listening to you for years. It's so cool that you actually have some very clear pictures to point out your arcology.
Well, it's not from lack of trying on our part.
No, that's for sure.
This is NASA. See, look, I think, guys, and this is my political model, that it's time. The 2016, it's time. It's why we have a woman running for president. It's why we have Donald Trump. It's why... You know, there's all kinds of other strange things going on all around the planet, and NASA has timed its release, its D-word, its coming out of the closet for this period of time, because the physics that they're monitoring very closely, of course, is telling them that it's the time to do this, and that's why I think we're seeing this continuity of increasingly clear and clear and clear and astonishing imagery. I mean, there's not a single JPEG artifact on these things.
No. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, why isn't Mars this clear?
Because they've been hiding it.
You know? So, I see it as validation for your theories, and I think that's great. And, I just think it's really cool. And I do know of Paulo Soleri, and I have been to the Arcology out there.
In Arizona?
And in Arizona. It's
Arcosanti.
A great place. Yeah, Arcosanti. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but
I've been there. Lots of concrete.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, and the bells and all the bronze and stuff. It's pretty cool. But, I'm just a fan, and I'm a little groggy and a little excited to talk to you and a little nervous I shouldn't be acting like this.
We have to get over that. Okay, now, yeah. I'm looking at your picture, and I'm thinking that you probably are a musician.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I know Robin. Robin interviewed me right before you guys went to the Yucatan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love Robin.
I love her more.
I know you do.
If you are a musician, do you happen to have anything you could send us that we could play on the air some night?
You know, it is something I want to do for you. And the stuff that I'm doing, would it really work with your show?
I don't know.
I know you're open to music and stuff, but I seriously wouldn't mind putting something together for you. I'd be quite honored.
That'd be terrific.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. I'll work on that.
Okay.
So I'll try to call back in, and I want to give a shout out. There's a group of us that listen to you every night on the Dark Matter Chat Rats, and it's over in Google Plus, and they're listening now. You know, it's a little late for us, but they're listening now, and I just want to give them a shout out and say, keep up the good work. And for years, I wanted you to have your own show, you know, listening to George, and originally listening to Art and hearing you, and then George, when George took over and everything, and I kind of feel like you and how Art feel. I mean, I feel kind of back, you know, kind of hurt by George. He changed, you know,
Something is so wrong there. I don't even know how to get into it.
Yeah, I don't want to bring it up. But I mean, just as a listener, I mean, it's very obvious, you know, because he seemed like such a sweet man, you know, such a great guy. And just saw him change.
Years I've known George and been a friend with George. George has been a real friend. George used to do things for me, used to do things for Robin. Mm-hmm. Robin did things for him with his family. Something has happened, and George is not the George I used to know.
Well, as a listener, I don't listen anymore. And I'm so glad Art's back, and I really want Art to succeed. And you're doing great. I mean, you're just natural. So, I mean, I don't have any doubts of you doing it. I just don't want Art to give up, because we need Art.
Art's not going to give up.
Good. Great. Yeah, please give him my best.
He could be listening. You know, the thing that really tickles me is sometimes after the show, the phone will ring. It won't be our caller at the opening. It's Art. Mm-hmm. And he'll just tell me, you know, I listened, which is nice. And then he'll, you know, talk about a couple of points or ask me a question or something. But the fact that Art is listening means if you say hello, you might be talking to Art yourself.
Yeah. I can see that.
You never know.
Yeah,
okay, well, cool. we will talk to you soon. Please put some music together, because I obviously...
Richard. I definitely will.
Robin and I went downtown one night to a heavy metal club. Really.
Heavy
metal.
Yeah.
And I walked in, was not wearing earplugs, and out of the darkness, a guy comes up. He's got sunglasses on. You always kind of, you know, sunglasses in a dark club, you wonder. Mm-hmm. He comes up, and I'm thinking, uh-oh. And then he takes both hands and puts them on my shoulder. And I'm thinking, uh-oh. And he says, I love your work.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how in the world could I be recognized in the dark, downtown? No one knows I'm coming in. But that's the what we would call market penetration of this investigation. People have been following this, as you said, for decades.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing it for a long time, since the 70s. So, you know, you and Linda Moulton Howell, I mean, I have the great admiration for you guys. And just don't give up and keep doing it. And, you know, I support you all I can.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, bud. Nice talking to you.
Later. Okay, who we got next? Oh, this one I've got to answer.